Welcome to Nisha's Narrative, a weekly podcast bringing you the audio version of content I've written. I'm Shadows Pup, a writer and creator of books like journals and coloring books. This week, I'm sharing some thoughts about a lady who made a lasting impression on my life. A gentle smile, few words, and a great sense of humor. I was sharing a story recently about my late friend Jean and decided to write this little piece about her. She was a member of the church where I attended for many years. I'd seen her, but I hadn't really started to notice her until the day she handed my niece a gift to mark her baptism. My niece had been attending church with me. She could go up to the communion rail but received just the blessing as she was not baptized. One day, she announced to me, "I want the bread and the wine." After some discussion with her about being baptized was, her mother gave consent. At the close of the service, Jean appeared beside Megan, handed her a small package, smiled, and strolled away. I'd learn as I got to know her. She did a lot of smiling, sharing, and saying nothing. She didn't lack a voice. She just chose when to use it. She lived in the house she had been born and raised in. She had worked in Toronto, stayed in a room there during the week, and then returned home on the weekends. She'd been employed as a private secretary to the head of the Canadian division of a large paper producer. Secretary was not her first choice for a career. She wanted to be a nurse. Her father forbid it. She was raised in an age when that was accepted. Her father also forbid her to marry the man she loved. Ultimately, she never married. Those experiences didn't embitter her. I'd known her for some time and we had talked a lot before I learned about those parts of her life. So, what were those small kindnesses? If you didn't make it to church, or even if you didn't attend church, and there were things that were printed in the church bulletin, like announcements or verses she thought would uplift you, it would appear at your door. If you had something you enjoyed and she came across an article about it somewhere, or she saw a photo that would please you, it would either show up in the pew at church, get handed to you in an envelope at the local coffee shop, or just show up in your mail. If a gentle word and a smile would support someone, she'd find a way to deliver in a very quiet, unobtrusive way. One day, a new priest arrived at the parish. I was serving as church secretary at the time, and I made sure he was introduced to Jean as soon as possible, and mentioned to him if he wanted to know something about someone without getting gossip, she was the lady to talk to. A few days later, he called me for something. During the conversation, he told me he'd just seen Jean uptown working the street. I paused for a moment and then asked, "She was what?" He laughed, realizing what he'd said. He then explained he had watched her as she made her way down the street, pausing to smile and have a little chat with people she encountered. Some weeks later, I scooped her up one morning for a road trip to my dad's to take a Father's Day gift up to him. Jean loved those unexpected times to accompany me where I was going. We enjoyed each other's company, and it made it easier for her to accept rides from me when she needed them. As we were having refreshments at Dad's, I told a story about our new priest's observations of Jean working the street. She laughed and laughed about it. It became something I would gently tease her about on more than one occasion. One afternoon, she phoned me uncharacteristically angry. She'd been at the local coffee shop, and one of the regulars arrived sporting a new scooter. Someone in the group got the idea Jean needed one, and others joined in pressing the point. Jean was totally capable of walking, and was quite proud of her spryness. She was irritated at them trying to impose her ideas as their ideas as her needs. I listened without response. I'd rarely heard her so angry. I just let her vent. She fell silent for a moment. After a brief silence, she asked if I was still there. "Yes," I replied. "I was just sitting here imagining you the scooter. My God, never mind working the street, you'd be working the county." She burst into laughter. Her anger vented. I could tell many more stories about this gentle lady. She passed in 2021 at the age of 95. I miss her presence, but still have many warm memories of her. Imagine everyone engaged in observing and responding to the needs of those around them. Quietly, unobtrusively, small kindnesses would just happen. We don't need grand gestures to make a difference in people's lives. Just letting them know in quiet ways they matter can go a long way. Thank you for listening to Nicheless Narrative. All my podcasts can be found on nichelessandlovingit.com. While you're there, maybe you'd like to subscribe to my weekly newsletter, Nicheless and Loving It. Till next Thursday, have a great week.